Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial Representative, located on the square in West Salem. A young Fairfield man died Friday afternoon when the truck he was driving collided with a semi at the intersection of the Mountaineer Blacktop and Enterprise Road. The victim has been identified as 31-year-old Brian P. Cotton of Fairfield. According to Illinois State Police, the driver of a 2014 Freightliner semi towing a semi-trailer was traveling northbound on Enterprise Road when he failed to stop at the intersection with the Mountaineer Blacktop. The semi-driver has been identified as Stephen Van Arkel, 29, of Holt, Missouri. Brian Cotton, driving 2015 Dodge Ram, was westbound on the Mountaineer Blacktop and struck the trailer of the semi as it crossed the intersection. Cotton was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the Cotton's truck, 32-year-old Emery Stutzman Jr. of Sisney, received critical injuries and was airlifted to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. Mr. Cotton's passenger, Emery Stutzman Jr., is a member of Wayne County's Amish community. The semi-driver, Stephen Van Arkel, and two passengers, his wife, 29-year-old Jessica Van Arkel of Holt, Missouri, and the couple's 10-year-old son were unhurt. Illinois State Police cited Van Arkel for disobeying a stop sign following the 1:17 p.m. crash. An Illinois State Police accident reconstruction officer has been asked to assist in the investigation. Former Fairfield Alderman Steve Robinson died Friday night when the motorcycle he was riding collided with a vehicle on Illinois Route 15 near Boylston. According to Illinois State Police, 42-year-old Reginald Washington of Alton, Illinois, was traveling westbound on Route 15 in the 99 Chevy Tahoe. When he pulled out to pass another vehicle while attempting to pass, Washington's Tahoe collided head-on with Mr. Robinson's 2012 Harley-Davidson motorcycle. Steve Robinson was pronounced dead at the scene. Washington was airlifted from the scene to a regional trauma center. A passenger in Washington's vehicle, 35-year-old Sharmika Fulton of East St. Louis, refused medical treatment at the scene. Charges in this case are pending as the accident remains under investigation by the Illinois State Police Accident Reconstruction Officer, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, and the Wayne County Coroner, Jimmy Taylor. The crash was reported to authorities at 10:16 Friday evening.
They are role models and educators. Their work requires a great deal of time and energy for very little pay. Who are these unsung heroes?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
The simple truth about education-based athletics in Illinois is this. Without a committed team of coaches and administrators, it just wouldn't be possible. School sports, they bring out the best in all of us. This message presented by the Illinois High School Association and the Illinois Athletic Directors Association.
In other news, the White County Sheriff's Department received a call Thursday afternoon about a black pickup truck driving recklessly in the Crossville area. When deputies arrived, they found a truck matching the description parked in the Mayor grocery store parking lot. Deputies made contact with the driver, 24-year-old Thomas Osborne of Albin, and a passenger, 21-year-old Terry Grainer of Grayville. Both men were found to be in possession of marijuana, and both were cited for possession of less than 10 grams of cannabis. Grainer was also found to be wanted on a Richland County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of driving on a suspended license. Grainer was taken into custody at 5:32 p.m. and transported to the White County Jail, where he's being held in lieu of a $300 cash bond. Illinois Senate has voted unanimously to require administrators of state veterans' homes to notify the public within 24 hours of an infectious disease diagnosis. The Senate voted 52-0 Thursday to require notification of staff members, residents, and Department of Public Health. It would be necessary when two or more residents are diagnosed within a month. The vote came hours after a WBEZ Chicago report that the State Labor Department rebuked the Department of Veterans Affairs for failing to effectively notify all employees about an outbreak of Legionnaires' disease at the Quincy Veteran Home in 2015. 13 residents have died from pneumonia-like disease and dozens more sickened. The legislation goes now to Governor Rauner, who supports the proposal. In other news, area graduations have begun and more are scheduled over the next several days. Jasper Grade School, Sisney Middle School, Frontier Community College, and Sisney High School have already had commencement services. Here's a list of schools in the area that have graduation ceremonies coming up. Center Street, Thursday, May 17th at 7 p.m. New Hope School, Friday, May 18th at 7 p.m. Wayne City Junior High, Saturday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Wayne City High School, Saturday, May 19th at 5 p.m. Fairfield Community High School, Sunday, May 20th at 2 p.m., and Jeff Grade School, Monday, May 21st at 6:30 p.m. The public is invited to attend any of the graduation ceremonies listed. The parking lot of Frontier Community College Bobcat Den will be undergoing a two-week concrete project beginning tomorrow, May 14th. Limited parking will be available during this time, so visitors are encouraged to use the south end of the Lastex parking lot. The Bobcat Den is located at 130 Market Avenue, just north of the Briarwood Inn. It houses the college bookstore, a fitness center, and the Frontier Perks coffee shop. Are you interested in obtaining your Illinois Concealed Carry license? Enroll now in a Concealed Carry course in Albion through Illinois Eastern Community Colleges. The course provides the required 16 hours of firearms training, including classroom and range instruction. The Concealed Carry course will be instructed by certified firearms instructors who have over 75 years combined firearms instruction experience. Not only will attendees learn the minimum information required by the Concealed Carry Act, but through the use of lecture and range drills, attendees will learn how to safely handle a handgun, hone their skills as a marksman, and survive a real-world encounter. Whether you are new to handguns or more experienced, the course is designed to make everyone a more knowledgeable and accomplished shooter. Through the teaching of current trends and techniques, students will learn and understand how to maintain the proper mindset, skills, and abilities that come with bearing arms for the purpose of self-defense. The concealed carry courses at Albion will be held at the Edwards County Sportsman Club. Individuals who can choose from the following dates: May 17th through the 19th, Thursday and Friday at 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. June 14th through the 16th, Thursday and Friday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. July 19th through the 21st, Thursday and Friday, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pre-registration is required. The cost of the course is now $175 for in-district students, which includes tuition and fees, and must be paid in advance to reserve a seat in the course. Discounts apply to those 60 years or older. To register, call IECC's Frontier Community College campus at 618-842-3711. For more information, email Brian Hart, Concealed Carry Coordinator, at hartb@iecc.edu. In other news, a jury seated in Wayne County has found an Olney man not guilty of aggravated drunk driving causing a death. The not guilty verdict was returned in favor of a 64-year-old Gerald Foster of Olney. Foster was on trial for the May 2015 death of a 19-year-old Brandon Blackford of Olney. The accident that took Blackford's life happened at 2:13 in the morning on U.S. Route 50, a mile west of Noble. Blackford was traveling eastbound on Route 50 when his four-wheeler collided with Foster's vehicle. Foster was subsequently arrested for aggravated DUI causing a death and improper lane usage. The trial was moved out of Richland County to Wayne County after both the defense and prosecution agreed an impartial jury would be difficult to seat. After the not guilty verdict was rendered, Judge William Hudson ordered that the $1,500 in bond that Mr. Foster posted in the case be refunded.
Make sure to listen every weekday morning at 10:20 for the Swap Shop on WFIW AM 1390. If you want to sell it, buy it, find it, or give it away, this is the place to do it. It airs Monday through Friday morning at 10:20, immediately following the Baptist Hour. Join Tom Levine as he takes your calls and helps you find or sell those items that you can't live without or the ones just laying around your house that you may be able to make a couple bucks on. It's the Swap Shop each weekday morning on WFIW AM 1390. Listen every weekday morning beginning at 5 a.m. for Gospel Time with Dave Rigg. Dave will bring you an uplifting program that focuses on the Word of God. In addition to his inspirational word, Dave will bring you lots of wonderful songs by well-known groups such as Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. Start your day with an inspirational message and great music each weekday morning beginning at 5 a.m. on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection.
Crude oil is at $63.75, unchanged since yesterday. Brian Philip Cotton, 31 of Fairfield, died at 2 p.m. on Friday, May 11th. He was a racehorse driver and also employed at E&S Metals. Brian is survived by his wife, Brooke Cotton, son Braxton Cotton, parents Philip and Sherry Cotton, all of Fairfield, brother Michael Cotton of Oakdale, Illinois, in-laws Roger and Linda Tucker of Fairfield, sister-in-laws Breanne Medler of Fairfield, and Ashley DeVoy of Millshoals, brother-in-law Nick Tucker of Jeff, grandparents-in-law J.R. and Ruth Wilson of Johnsonville, several nieces, nephews, family, friends, and members of the Amish community also survive. Funeral services for Brian Philip Cotton will be held at 10 a.m. on Thursday, May 17th at Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. Wednesday, May 16th at the funeral home. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials be made toward a college fund for Braxton and will be accepted at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of all the arrangements. 61-year-old Fairfield resident Stephen Ray Robinson died 10:35 p.m. Friday, May 11th, as a result of a traffic accident in Wayne County. He had been an electrician and worked at Airtex Products in Fairfield for 42 years. He also served as a Fairfield City Alderman. Survivors include his sister, Judy Smith, and husband Dennis of McLeansboro, a nephew, Jeremy Smith, and wife Elizabeth of Macedonia, a niece, Laura Fox of McLeansboro, a great-nephew, Robert Smith, great-nieces, Samantha Smith and Miranda Dennis, and several cousins. Funeral services for Stephen Ray Robinson will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday, May 15th, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with burial at Union Cemetery in McLeansboro. Visitation will be 6 to 8 Monday evening, May 14th, at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. 50-year-old former Fairfield resident Edward Allen Clark of Granite City, Illinois, died at 2:30 a.m. Tuesday, May 1st, at St. Louis University Hospital in St. Louis, Missouri. He had worked as an Illinois prison guard and was co-owner of the Main Street Gym in downtown Fairfield. Survivors include Uncle Emory Clark of Mount Vernon, Illinois, and several cousins. Graveside services for Edward Allen Clark will be 10 a.m. Wednesday, May 16th at Maple Hill Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of all the arrangements. Robert Bob K. Mercer, 85 of Fairfield, died 3:35 a.m. on Saturday, May 12, 2018, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He had worked for the U.S. Postal Service in Fairfield for 30 years. After his retirement, he earned his Certified Nursing Aide and Emergency Medical Technician's license and worked at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital, and also for the Wayne County Ambulance Service for many years. He was a veteran of the United States Air Force, where he served as a mechanic for 32 years. Survivors include two sons, John Mercer of Cincinnati, Ohio, and Brian Mercer of Las Vegas, Nevada. One daughter, Mary Corbett Mercer of Norris City, Illinois. One granddaughter, Sonia Mercer, and one sister, Eleanor Pratt of Kansas City, Missouri. He was preceded in death by his parents, his wife, two brothers, Leslie and Donald Mercer. For funeral services for Bob Mercer will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, May 16th, 2018, at the Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield, with full military rites at graveside. Visitation will be on Tuesday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials can be made to the American Cancer Society and will be accepted at the Johnson Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Marjorie Bolin, age 83 of Fairfield, died Saturday, May 12, 2018, at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville, Indiana. Marjorie retired in 2004 as a cook at Wayfair Nursing Home at Fairfield after 22 years. She was a member of the Brown Cumberland Presbyterian Church at Mount Airy. She is survived by five nieces, Angie Meadows, Robin Bolin, Debbie Bolin, Billy Joe Bolin, and Margie Cundiff. Two nephews, John Bolin and Mike Bolin. Several great-nieces and great-nephews. Margie is also survived by many close friends. Funeral services for Marjorie Bolin will be at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, May 15, 2018, at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Visitation will be held on Monday, May 14, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials may be made to the Brown Church.
Big games, breaking news, and behind-the-scenes stories. This is Bill Pollack, your host for the Big Ten Today each weekday here on WFIW. The Big Ten Conference is legendary, and we'll keep you updated. From football to basketball and everything in between, the Big Ten Today gives you exclusive access to news from every Big Ten program. Tune in weekdays for the Big Ten Today right here on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your news talk connection.
Time now for a look at sports. In local and area sports, the Fairfield Public Golf Course Men's League begins Monday, May 14th with a 5:30 p.m. shotgun start. Two-man teams will play nine-hole matches and accumulate points each Monday evening leading up to the playoffs and a final scramble and awards dinner on August 13th. Ashley Bunning and Chris Medler are the 2017 defending champs. League dues are $20 per player and do not include green and cart fees. A 2018 USGA handicap index is required, which is $20. Season pass holders receive a reduced handicap fee of $15. A sign-up sheet is located at the court outside the pro shop, and due fees must be paid in full prior to May 14th. Tee off is 5:30 p.m. For more information, call the Pro Shop at 847-7222. And tryouts for the Fairfield American Legion Post 176 baseball team will be Monday, May 21st and Wednesday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. each night at Veterans Field. Lasting about 2 hours, players must be 13 or older and must not turn 20 during 2018. Players from Fairfield, Wayne City, Sisney, and Edwards County are all within the Post 176 boundaries. You can catch the Cardinals at San Diego today at 2:15 on 105.9 WOKZ. In national sports scores in the NHL, the Jets beat the Golden Knights 4-2. And in Major League Baseball, Yankees squeak by the Athletics 7-6, Cubs over the White Sox 8-4. In Game 1 of a doubleheader, Orioles defeat the Rays 6-3, and in Game 2, Rays stomp the Orioles 10-3. Nationals beat the Diamondbacks 2-1, Red Sox over the Blue Jays 5-2, Indians stomp the Royals 6-2. In Game 1 of a doubleheader, Tigers beat the Mariners 4-3, and then the Mariners defeated the Tigers 9-5. Pirates squeaked by the Giants 6-5. Astros stomped the Rangers 6-1. Braves destroyed the Marlins 10-5. Rockies shut out the Brewers 4-0. Padres squeaked by the Cardinals 2-1. Twins beat the Angels 5-3, and the Reds defeated the Dodgers 5-3.
For the latest in news, severe weather, sports, community events, or to find out what we're giving away this week, check us out online at WFIWradio.com. You can find the latest in breaking news with Lynn Wells, the current scores and schedules in our sports section, the most recent weather predictions, plus our birthday club, community events, swap shop, contest, plus so much more. It's all in one place. It's when you want it, and it's just a click away. We're WFIWradio.com. We're your hometown connection.
Time now for your classic hits forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 69. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 92. Tomorrow night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 68. Tuesday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 90 and a low around 67. Listen to the WFIW Morning Show weekday mornings from 6 to 9 right here on your Classic Hit Station or WFIW 104.9 FM.